The World This Week.
Police shot dead a man who rammed a pickup truck into crowds of New Year's revelers on Bourbon Street in New Orleans, killing at least 15 people. The perpetrator was an American and former army worker who supported Islamic State. The police think he may have had accomplices. Potential explosive devices were found near the scene. The authorities are investigating any possible connection to the explosion of a Tesla Cybertruck outside the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas, in which the vehicle's driver was killed. Tributes were paid to Jimmy Carter, who died at the age of 100. Mr. Carter's term as America's president from 1977 to 1981 was best known for an energy crisis, a botched attempt to rescue hostages from Iran, and a historic peace deal between Egypt and Israel. After his defeat to Ronald Reagan in 1980, Mr. Carter worked tirelessly on human rights, earning him the Nobel Peace Prize in 2002. He was also a champion for Habitat for Humanity, which deploys volunteers to build or improve homes. The Iranian-backed Houthis continued to launch missiles at the heart of Israel, despite America and Israel bombarding Houthi bases and infrastructure in Yemen. One Houthi missile recently hit Tel Aviv, injuring a dozen people. Meanwhile, American and French warplanes struck Islamic State targets in Syria. MPs in South Korea voted to impeach Han Duck-soo, who had been acting as interim president since the impeachment of Yoon Suk-yeol in December. Mr. Han had refused to fill three vacancies on the Constitutional Court, which will hold Mr. Yoon's impeachment trial. The opposition accused him of trying to delay the case. Meanwhile, a court issued an arrest warrant for Mr. Yoon, who has ignored requests to be interviewed by anti-corruption officials. A possible bird strike was thought to have caused the crash of a Jeju Air flight at South Korea's Muan Airport, killing 179 people. It was the world's worst aviation disaster since 2018. An Azerbaijan Airlines flight crashed in Kazakhstan, killing 38 people. The plane had been trying to land in the Russian Republic of Chechnya, where it is thought to have been hit by Russian anti-aircraft fire aimed at repelling a Ukrainian drone attack. Vladimir Putin apologised and admitted that Russian defences were active in the area without confirming they had hit the aircraft. Finnish authorities seized a tanker carrying Russian oil that is suspected of sabotaging underwater cables. In previous such incidents in international waters, vessels were let go. The Finns directed the tanker to Finnish waters and boarded it. Authorities found drag marks for dozens of kilometres on the sea floor, suggesting the ship had trawled its anchor. Appearing before a committee hearing in Germany's Bundestag, the country's interior minister said it was too early to say what motivated the recent attack on a Christmas market in Magdeburg, though she said the suspect showed signs of a pathological psyche. A Saudi refugee is in custody after ramming a car into the market, killing five people. The committee grilled security and intelligence officials about warnings from Saudi Arabia that the man was dangerous. The inauguration of Georgia's new pro-Russian president, Mikhail Kavalashvili, was marked by protesters brandishing red cards. Mr. Kavalashvili used to play football for Manchester City. He was selected for the position by the ruling Georgian Dream Party, which forced the pro-European Salome Zurabichvili out of the job. Ms. Zurabichvili contends that she is still Georgia's only legitimate president. Shortly before Christmas, Joe Biden commuted the death sentences of 37 convicts on federal death row to life in prison, preempting Donald Trump, who has said he will end a moratorium on federal executions. Mr. Trump's team said that commuting the sentences was abhorrent. Mr. Biden's order does not include the three prisoners convicted in separate cases of attacking a synagogue, a black church, and the Boston Marathon. Mr. Trump asked the Supreme Court to postpone an impending ban on TikTok in America so that his new administration can pursue a political resolution of the issues at hand. The ban is due to be enforced on January 19th, the day before Mr. Trump's inauguration. Turkey's central bank cut interest rates for the first time in nearly 2 years, lowering its main rate from 50% to 47.5%. The government recently increased the minimum wage by 30%, which it described as a mark of fiscal discipline. With annual inflation still running at more than 40%, unions were demanding a 70% increase. Stock markets fell in December, but despite that, the S&P 500 had another good year, rising by 23% in 2024. The tech-heavy Nasdaq was up by 30%. European markets did less well. The German DAX gained 19%, the Euro Stoxx 50 over 8%, and the FTSE 100 nearly 6%. The CAC 40, where French banks and luxury goods companies are listed, fell by 2%.